Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the video, here's a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number 1 CJ says that women are the scariest and meanest they've been in quite some time. Aura says women should become worse. But will they? I don't care anymore because it's no longer my problem. Because they're so bad, that's probably why so many of them are single these days. They can only gain power now by playing the part of the victim and manipulating men. If enough men stop caring, then they have zero power. How much worse can things get with teachers now raping their students? Up next, I've heard of wedding cake before, but I've never heard of divorce cake. This ex-husband probably got tired of her, and by the look on his face, obviously she's the problem. Did she force him to get that awful haircut, though? Because that alone is enough reason to divorce her. Discount Paul Rubens here looks like he would make a great Pee Wee Herman impersonator one day. Also, I'm getting the vibe for some reason this is a lesbian divorce, and that this might be a trans man. Number 3, we have another high school teacher having sex with one of her students. This one has to be one of the better looking teachers I've seen in a while. Where was she when I was 17? Besides, 17 is the age of consent in some states. Unfortunately for me, this is what the good looking teachers looked like while I was growing up. And the ugly ones look like this, and her name was Miss Wankowski. Moving on, millennials are rewatching Seinfeld and saying that it's super offensive. One of my favorite scenes is when George pushes all the kids out of the way to escape the apartment that's on fire. If millennials are getting offended by Seinfeld, then they're gonna have a heart attack listening to Al Bundy insult fat women and his flat-chested neighbor Marcy. Al Bundy's the father that millennials needed but never had. And you just know that Archie Bunker was even worse. Number 5, in Israel, they're now taking dead men's sperm and using it to turn dead men into fathers. It seems that men are seen by women as utilities even after death. Imagine telling a kid that they were conceived by a dead man. Just wait until they go after the dead father's estate or inheritors for child support. Also imagine how much women would fight back if men started to retrieve the eggs of dead women and use them for procreation. They would claim it's literally raping dead women. Up next, a black man was ended by his white girlfriend in Georgia, sparking a racial debate. But if this black man had ended his white girlfriend, there would have been no racial debate. Besides, if they were together in a relationship, then how is this racism? The only racism might be from black women not wanting one of their men to run off with a white woman. As far as I'm concerned, this is a case of pay the toll reverse Uno card. But when it's the other way, it fits the media's narrative. Number 7, this leftoid asks, so you're okay with thousands of government employees losing their jobs? More like millions. Leftists have most of the government jobs. Is getting them fired payback for years of cancel culture? Yes, I agree that government jobs are make work for lazy morons. But once those people get laid off, they'll enter the labor force and put pressure on wages for people on the right. This is great for the rich and not the average worker, even though Elon wants you to think that it is. Moving on, a recent study shows that the majority of UK women don't bathe or take a daily shower. No wonder Englishmen left to explore the world. The sea smells less fishy than the women in England. The delicious British cuisine also helped to make British men the greatest sailors and explorers in the world. They also probably didn't want to kiss their women on account of their bad teeth. Then again, maybe we're looking at this headline the wrong way. After all, today the majority of women in England aren't even English. Number 9, we have yet another teacher messing around with her students. This one is glamorous though. But the real question to ask is, why are there so many of them? Is it a lack of a masculine husband at home, mental instability, the desire to control males, or a combination of those things and more? Maybe they want to be like Bridget and Emmanuel Macron. Maybe no man wants them because they're liberal feminists, so they go after younger guys who don't know any better. Up next are 5 generations in the same house. The first generation doesn't look too happy now, does she? Her granddaughter started the path of coal burning. Hopefully she's got some other grandchildren out there somewhere. I'm going to go on a limb and make a prediction that this is what the 6th generation is going to look like. I'd also show you the 7th generation, but YouTube would give me a strike if I did. Number 11, it looks like they're about to ruin another great film. This time they're remaking Starship Troopers. This is either going to be really good or diabolically bad. Nothing in between. If they follow the book, it actually might be good. If not, it could be awful if all the characters are of color and gay this time. I'm guessing the new version is going to look a lot like this. We was troopers. Get ready to vomit if they do another shower scene. Moving on, this girl says, Dad, I've decided to major in philosophy. He says that's good because they're opening up a huge philosophy factory in our town. I don't know about you, but doesn't Dad look a little too old? Maybe his wife's carousel riding in her youth aged both of them. Either that or Granddad had to step in after his daughter abandoned her own child. He could also be a millennial. They age horribly these days. Number 13, here's another glamorous female teacher. This one is on meth and strips into her birthday suit and then bites two of her students in the class. Looks like they're getting bolder and bolder. Let's hope those two kids had their rabies shots. I think she's probably still got her job and they just put her on leave. If a man had done this, he might be facing life in prison. I also thought that meth caused tooth loss. How did she bite two students? Must have been bath salts or something. Up next is an article saying that Ukraine needs 8 million migrants to avoid demographic collapse. That's all good and fine, but the Jeets won't be fighting for Zelensky. Plus, even if the Jeets did show up, the women would just start leaving the country in even greater numbers. Maybe the plan for Ukraine was always ethnic replacement, along with strip mining its assets. This plan is way more destructive than Russian bombs, and the damage is permanent. Number 15, this is how inflation works. The same amount of money buys you less and less stuff. But this isn't correct. There's no way a millionaire would actually be able to afford a house like that back in 1990. It would have to be a third the size. Just keep in mind that the value of the US dollar in 1990 is only worth 41 cents in 2025 with regards to purchasing power. More like 25 cents because homes around here are four times more expensive compared to 1990. Moving on, do you think that Andrew Tate is taking steroids? I don't think that's an injection site for steroids. Usually it's a vein on the arm. Not the muscle itself, unless maybe it's synthol or something else. Here's Tate's T-score levels that he shared, and they're way too high to be achieved naturally without steroids. He's 38 and has a testosterone level of an 18-year-old. I don't know what to believe anymore, but it could explain his hair loss if he was taking them. Number 17 is proof that MGTOW is working. This woman is wondering where all the men that wanted to be fathers and husbands went. What she really means is, why won't Chad commit to me and give me children? There are a ton of simps that would wife her up, but she rejected all of them, because they're invisible to her. For a while, they were also in the friend zone, but they moved on. She could also mean she's looking for a husband to be a stepdad to her Chadron's kids. Moving on, what the hell is it supposed to mean when Americans make $60,000 a year and are poor, while Europeans making the same amount annually feel rich? Maybe if you live in a country where the healthcare and education is paid for by the state, that $60K won't go towards health insurance and student loans, so you have more to spend on other things. You also get a couple months vacation each year in Europe. Not to mention European cities are far more walkable, so you don't even need to own a car in most of them. In Latin America, only politicians make $60,000 a year, which means that you're rich there. Number 19, this dude is sexually attracted to horses and doesn't know what to do about it. If this was a woman, it would be pretty common. And for the few wondering, yes, he watches My Little Pony too. But how would the mechanics of being a horse humper even work? Wouldn't it feel like a swing schwang was a hot dog being thrown down a hallway or something? I probably would have kept this story to myself. I really hope this guy's trolling. Even if he tried having sex with one of them, a quick kick to his nutsack would change his mind. Up next, we have three legends. Mel Gibson, Jason Momoa, and their son. What a happy family. But it makes me wonder who carried him. But finally, we have proof that a man can get pregnant. He's still half the man his father was. Even Tyrion would be rolling on the floor laughing at this joke. This could also represent the evolutionary states of Jack Dorsey. Number 21, women will claim that body shaming them is wrong, but at the same time, they'll shame you saying you have a tiny pee-pee when they're losing an argument. But if she slept with you, then that comeback becomes automatically voided. Women's hypocrisy seems to have no limits. And if your schwing-schwang is big, then they will complain about that and how you hurt them last night. When women lose an argument to another woman, they'll probably say that they have bigger boobs than her. They always seem to body-shame everybody. Moving on, when sub-Saharan Africans see the ancient Egyptian monuments, they say their ancestors carved those temples, when in reality their ancestors are carved into the side of the Abu Simbel temple. And I saw this with my own eyes. Looks like there was no Wakanda forever. I wonder what the pharaohs would think if they could see the current Islamic people in Egypt claiming ancient Egypt as part of their culture. Aren't the similarities striking? Number 23, what do you tell her if she says that if your relationship can't survive one of us sleeping with somebody else, then how strong is it? I tell her, fine. Let's go become swingers then. I don't know about you, but I couldn't survive sleeping with this woman. I've dated women with this sort of attitude before for a couple of weeks, and then I realized what I was dealing with. And so I decided to hightail it out of there. The only thing missing is a septum ring in this case. Up next is German politician lying about the ethnicity of her attacker to avoid fueling racism. She's probably scared and worried that migrants will be pissed off and grape her some more. Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if she's just making up the whole ordeal for attention. And this follow-up is all about virtue signaling about being anti-racist. The once great country of Germany is now cooked like sauerkraut. Maybe she changed her mind after having sex with somebody and now claims that it was grape so she doesn't look easy. Number 25 and the last one, this former NASA astronaut drove 900 miles nonstop, wearing adult diapers to confront her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. She probably tried to end her as she had a knife, a BB gun, and trash bags. You see, ladies, men don't care if you're a successful career woman or astronaut. If you're not agreeable and pleasant to be around, we'll leave you for somebody else. She had an astronaut chat taken away from her by that woman, so she lost her mind. I guess he didn't want her near his astronauts anymore. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.